Wade Bartley will be having his 8th annual Help a Child benefit Saturday at his facility on Highway 19 South. Bartley discussed the event on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Wednesday morning.
This is a thing that's been a passion of my heart, and it's to help children. And this is our 8th annual year to hold this, and the community has really come together and supported this, and we really do appreciate it.
There's one thing I have really liked about this, and that is the title. I mean, it's just plain and simple. It helps children.
We thought that'd catch everybody's attention. Help a child. Who doesn't want to help a child in some form or fashion?
Well, you raise money to do so, and you contribute to 3 different charities, and we're going to find out about those in just a little bit. But tell us why we want to come on Saturday.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we've got chili teams coming in to compete in the chili contest. We've got good prize money for first place, $500 cash money to win first place. And we normally have about 15 teams.
I think you've got
chili.
A pretty loyal following on that chili cook-off.
We do, and we're getting a lot of more the FFA teams. The chapters are getting involved in this, so we're getting more children involved in the cooking contest. And then we have the brisket contest also. And last year, I think we had 12, 13 teams who entered the brisket contest. So it's growing every year.
So let's say for lunch, you can come out and eat chili. And then briskets for supper.
Yes, yes. We'll start serving chili about 11:30. It's $5 for all the chili you can eat. And then all the Dutch oven peach cobbler you can eat. And then in the afternoon when we open up for the main event tractor pull, the concession stand will be open and we'll be selling brisket sandwiches using the brisket from the brisket contest.
So you're going to judge the chili and you're going to judge the brisket. So there's really 2 separate cook-offs on one day.
Yes.
And 2 tractor pulls.
Yes. The first tractor pull, is a Lake Country Antique Tractor Club has been with us every year since we started, and we appreciate these guys. They come in. They don't charge us any fees. It's free entertainment. The public can come out and watch them. We've got plenty of bleachers for them to sit on, and they enjoy playing out there in the dirt, and they put on a good show, and it'll start at 9 o'clock, and it'll go to about 2 o'clock. And then at 6 p.m., we're going to have a new club come in this year. It's called the Lone Star Garden Tractors Pullers Association. And these guys soup up their riding lawnmowers and their garden tractors and put on a heck of a show.
And so from their pictures, they look pretty souped up.
Oh, they're having fun, you know. And so we're excited about having them here this year also.
Well, and so that's something new for your event.
It is. And we did this to hopefully make it more profitable for our event. And it costs a lot of money to put on the other shows that have been coming in at night. And these people that come in are community-minded, and they want to help. And so we think at the end of the day we're going to make more profit from this pull, in turn being able to donate more money back to our charities.
And so that is Hot Rod Garden Tractor Pull. That's on this Saturday night starting at 6. And there's a $10 entry fee for that.
Yes, $10 for adults. Children 10 and under get in free.
Okay.
And, of course, in the past, we've always given away bicycles during that tractor pull for the kids. So that'll be there again this year. And we're also going to have a team from over in Paris who make, it's called Twisted Creations. They make balloon animals for the kids. And so for a couple of hours, they're going to come in and kids can get a free balloon animal. And that's something new also this year.
Okay. And we've talked about the fact that all of this event goes to raise money for charities. And you have 3. It's not just, you know, just anonymous charities. You name your 3 charities every year, and you support these.
That's right, Enola. And it's the same 3 charities every year. 50% of the funds goes to the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children, which is in Dallas. And then a fourth of the proceeds goes to the Northeast Texas Child Advocacy Center, which is in Winnsboro, and it serves 8 counties here in Northeast Texas. And then the other 4th goes to the Southern Christian Home for Children, which is in Morrilton, Arkansas.
KSST News.